It's rolling.
Well, the Supreme Court has spoken, and I think on the 21st of May, you get the impulse of the reasoning behind the ruling, and maybe from there you'll be able to decide as to the next course of action.
So you wouldn't say this is the end of the road?
Well, I don't think this is the end of the road, but let's just get the reasoning first. When you get the reasoning, of course, the 3-2 ruling suggests that the Supreme Court itself sees some reasoning in the arguments that we made in court. It tells you that argument or the reasoning that we advanced in court was quite potent. And so let's get the reasoning, and when we're able to get the reasoning, we'll be able to decide what we intend to do after assessing the reasoning.
What do you make of the fact that your counsel couldn't point out to the provision that clearly states timeline within which the Chief Justice has to be notified upon receipt of the petition by the President? Does that, how damaging was that to your case?
Well, I was even surprised that it even came up, because Tufo versus Attorney General clearly tells you that in reading the Constitution, you have to do so by the letter and the spirit. If anybody tells you that because something has not been clearly stated in the Constitution, and for that matter, it has no potency, I am telling you that that is not the case. In fact, even today, the Interpretation Act of Ghana tells you that we have to read the Constitution purposively. Purposively means that the letter and the context is very much important. It is on that basis that even the Ajaetum case, where a prima facie that will have to be established in the case of a Chief Justice, which has not been stated clearly in the Constitution, Ajaetum said that we have to establish a prima facie. So if anybody tells you that something will have to be stated in the Constitution before some potency will have to be given to it, I don't think that is the law. Let's wait for the reasoning and see what we can do.
Are you disappointed with the judge?
Well, I disagree.
All right.
I disagree. Thank you.
Thank you.